This is Carl Hetzel in Big Island, New Jersey. Now that Osama bin Laden is dead, when will the United States pull out of Afghanistan?
Out of the caves and into oblivion, the story of Osama bin Laden is over, but there's much continuing at this hour as reaction continues around the world, and we want you to be a part of this conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. The death of bin Laden announced late last night by President Obama in a speech from the East Room in the White House, describing a story that we're learning more and more details about this morning. In August of 2010, Osama bin Laden was apparently traced, or at least speculatively traced, to a compound in Abbottabad, about an hour north of Islamabad. Training some months later began for a mission to take that site. In March, the president got involved and began convening meetings of the national security team. And on Friday, the order was given to proceed with an operation to actually take out Osama bin Laden or capture him. We don't know exactly what the precise mission was. And the green light for the mission actually finally came down on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. The operation took place yesterday and was announced at 12:45 last night. By President Obama from the White House. P.J. Crowley joins us now, former spokesperson for the State Department, and George McAvoy is a New York resident. P.J. and George, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
George, I want to talk to you first. Your brother died on 9/11, and you've been down at the World Trade Center for much of the night. Your thoughts at this moment?
Yes, my brother worked at Ladder 3. Now it's kind of like a little bit of jubilation. At first, it was a little bittersweet. Number one, nothing can take, nothing can give back my brother and all the guys from the fire department and NYPD and all the incredible innocent civilians who died. But you know, the more the night went on, the more the people started to party. And don't forget, this is New York City. There's really not a hell of a lot of reasons to party, but you need to party, and they do. I'm feeling kind of like justice was served. I've gotten a lot of calls around from people around the country, friends around the country, and I'm glad it happened the way it did. I'm glad it wasn't like a rocket taking him out. I'm glad it was a firefight. And we can definitely know that this was Osama bin Laden, and no one can point out and say, oh, he's still alive.
George, it sounds like you're saying you're glad somebody looked him in the eye before the end.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm glad he knew that. I'm hoping he knew that this was going to happen, and it was going to happen shortly.
George McAvoy is a New York resident. His brother died on 9/11. He's on live with us from Lower Manhattan. P.J. Crowley, former spokesperson for the State Department, joins us from Washington. P.J., what do you make of the coordination and the methodical nature, at least in the details that we have so far, of this operation?
Well, I think that it redeems a pledge made first by President Bush and then by President Obama that for as long as it takes, we would be relentless in pursuing leads and following intelligence, developing intelligence, and eventually finding him. It is a very important day. That said, Al-Qaeda today is not the Al-Qaeda of 10 years ago. Its structure is much more diffuse. A lot of the energy has moved from the center of Al-Qaeda to these franchises like in the Maghreb and the Arabian Peninsula, but always at the center of the movement was the core of Al-Qaeda, and that was bin Laden. So even as a as an inspirational figure, the group that is responsible for 9/11, their role has been diminished and will be diminished further, but there's still work to be done.
P.J. Crowley, former spokesperson for the State Department, echoing what George McAvoy said, that there are smiles on the faces now, but there's no reason necessarily to be absolutely jubilant about what's happened. P.J. Crowley, though, isn't there some tactical value to the message that no one is safe if the U.S. is after them based on this operation?
That is helpful, and I think it's particularly helpful not necessarily to those who are already in the movement, but to those who are contemplating this, that we will not forget, and we will continue to pursue them. And it's not just 9/11, going back to the the embassy bombings in East Africa in 1998 and the attack on the coal in 2000. So it does send, I think, an important message. Even if bin Laden was more of a inspirational figure than an operational figure, taking him down, you know, does matter profoundly. And so this is a victory. We can declare it as such. But this doesn't diminish the threat to the United States, unfortunately.
P.J. Crowley, before we go, then, respond to this. I mean, it is symbolic. Bin Laden wasn't in operational control of al-Qaeda. I absolutely grant you that. And certainly the security establishment understood that as well when they undertook this mission. But if you look at the track record since 9/11, taking out the issues and problems associated with the invasion of Iraq and some associated with the invasion of Afghanistan, I mean, in terms of the homeland, it's a pretty extraordinary track record. No attacks since 9/11. Bin Laden is dead. And the sense of sort of safety and control at U.S. airports and ports and all kinds of infrastructure that we were so worried about 10 years ago, there's a real feeling that maybe they have a handle on things here. Your thoughts?
Well, you're right. We have improved our capabilities. We've improved our intelligence. We've improved our cooperation with other countries. It does remain to understand better what the role of Pakistan was in this, if any. But as New Yorkers know from the Times Square bomber, there's a lot more that needs to be done to reduce the extremism in Pakistan that is a threat to Pakistan as well as being a threat to the United States. So no, we are in a much stronger position than we were 10 years ago. But out in Yemen, there's an American named Alaki who could step up and be the inspirational figure to replace Bin Laden, the so-called underbomber from Christmas Day of more than a year ago came from there. So they're going to continue to try to attack us. In fact, we may in the short term actually see the risk rise because someone's going to try to step into Bin Laden's shoes.
Well, indeed, there's an alert underway announced by the State Department and the White House today. P.J. Crowley, former spokesperson for the State Department. George McAvoy, you still there?
Yes, I am.
George, thanks so much for being a part of the program. I want you to have a good day today, all right?
Okay. You're welcome, sir.
George McAvoy, New York resident whose brother died on 9/11, spent the night at the World Trade Center, part of our reaction as we follow the developments, along with you at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and you can go to the website, takeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.